The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, in a world where we're trying to be inclusive for all, you would think half the population would be catered for in every possible way. But it seems even the world of design, the standard human body is a man and follow measurements set down by a German designer 100 years ago. Irish architect Roisin Murphy thinks this needs to change. She says it's time for a world that's designed for women as well as men.
Shrink it, pink it and raise the price is a popular mantra in product design. Sure, women are just smaller. And pink has earned quite its own place in history, a century ago as being for girls.
Women are viewed in design terms as being just smaller men. And adding pink to fool us into thinking we are being considered in a special way is just a tad of a fail. Historically, we have gotten the short straw when it comes to design. And perhaps more. Ask St. Bridget, only recently given equal status to her patriarchal buddy Patrick. Personally, I think the cloak trick far outweighed the stakes. If you are standing, waiting at the end of a long queue for a public toilet, the chances are you're a woman. There is no fast track here. No urgent line. If you're in the ladies, there's just a line where you wait nervously. It's one of the few occasions in Ireland where you'll find little chat.
Stand clear.
We are all waiting longer than we had planned for, concentrating on holding on.
Please release me, let me go.
You may get an understanding nod from a kind woman when you have a desperate toddler. A man with a child is generally treated as a VIP. Straight in with them. Airports, galleries, shops. You'll find design errors everywhere. No space for toddlers or buggies. The cubicles to squeeze into with little ones are tiny. And pet design peeve, hand dryers placed at the extreme ends of a line of sinks so water washes all over the floor. While you walk up to them, you will mutter to yourself, no one ever cleaned a floor who designed these loos. But how is it so normalised? The failure to provide for women, the basics in our building and public spaces. A long queue's normal for women. Failure to accommodate women in the basics is as normal as the absence of space for buggies on buses. Hop on, hop off if you're young, free and single. The height of bar stools. Storage compartments on trains or planes don't suit a woman of average height. Stairs with no access for prams. No feeding rooms in many public spaces for breastfeeding women. We are designed into subservience everywhere. If you're at work, offices are generally climate-controlled environments where we're now told are set too cold for women by a whopping 3 degrees.
Ice cold.
To add, there will be no windows to open yourself as the entire building is controlled by a machine. And if you're hitting the menopause, this can be a horrifically unresponsive environment. You'll be screaming, not like Mrs. Robinson, I want to go home. But at that stage, you'll have travelled through a lifetime of design decisions based around an average white man.
Surprise!
Your day will start off on public transport or a car that is all designed for an average bloke.
Bingo!
The average white man is the standardised modelling used for everything from chairs to medicines to the crash test dummies in the car industry. As recently as last year, there's been pressure for diversification on vehicle testing. A shocking reality is that although men are more likely to be in an accident, women are more likely hurt and injured, partly because cars and the crashes are designed around men's bodies. The smaller physique of the woman is just not catered for or tested. The fact that our world of design is mostly fed by a statistical methodology rooted in a society from a century ago when women had no freedom financially or socially is sobering. bags of cement, DIY instruments, shovels, drills are all generally designed around the man's grip. PPE equipment the frontline staff all wear is based around male physique. Medical equipment, drawing equipment are all based on an average man. I could go on. But for a moment, visualise a world where you find lines of men waiting outside public toilets to pee, or men sweltering in an overheated office, safety helmets that are just too small for him, or if he was told to wait for the next bus because the bus only takes two buggies. It wouldn't happen. It might be time for women's needs to dominate statistically, or at least share the space where otherwise will a woman get to roll out her cloak again.
Architect Roisin Murphy there.